Tyler Hamilton's haunting words resonates as pro cyclists grapple with a grueling anti-doping system that creates constant anxiety. What follows puts the whole situation in context. Cycling's rigorous anti-doping regulations impose strict liability on athletes, holding them accountable for every substance they ingest, regardless of intent. This includes the extreme measure of reporting their locations daily, leaving little room for error. Michael Woods, a retired professional cyclist with a commendable record, underscores the heavy toll this system takes on riders. Despite never failing a drug test throughout his 13-year career, Woods acknowledges the stress of potential contamination from everyday substances. Woods states, "Dopers ruin the sport for all of us," but he also highlights the immense pressure clean athletes endure. The World Anti-Doping Agency's stance means ignorance isn't an excuse, forcing athletes to maintain a level of purity that is nearly impossible in today's world. As the conversation about reform intensifies, the mental health of these athletes hangs in the balance. The question remains, is the current anti-doping framework sustainable, or does it need urgent reform to protect the integrity and well-being of the sport?